Jay Lincolnshire. It's 17 minutes to five. Now, with all the current restrictions in place, universities aren't able to show off their campuses in the way they normally would. They try to entice students in, don't they? They want students to come and study. Well, the University of Lincoln has come up with a good way of showing off theirs. They've made it into a video game. It's called Lincoln Island, and there's much more to it than just using the Pegman on Google Maps. So Alex Rhodes has been having a go.
Hello, yes, I'm sort of BBC Radio Lincolnshire's in-house gaming expert, really, given the hours and hours I've wasted sat in front of my television playing my life away on various games consoles. So let's give this game a whirl. Lincoln Island. This is basically like an RPG, a role-playing game style game. Apparently, it's all based around the Lincoln University campus and, of course, the sort of Brayford area as well. So I'm just open up the menu. You can't hear anything at the moment because the game is still in its beta phase, which means it's sort of testing phase. So it's not got any sound on it as of yet. So, Alex, remember to put some swashbuckling Pirates of the Caribbean knockoff style music in to liven things up a bit. Right, now, so, I'm on the menu. It says, this role-playing game reimagines the University of Lincoln campus as a fantasy island. All the buildings and paths are in the same place in the game as they are in the real world. If you can navigate yourself around this game, you'll be able to find your way on the real Brayford campus. If you get lost, just look for a sign. Okay, let's give it a go. It says, on the island, you'll meet staff and student NPCs, which is non-playable characters, so just people wandering around. Let's start the game. Okay. Character select. Right. It's sort of like pirate themed at the moment. Lincoln Island, almost like Treasure Island, probably a riff on Monkey Island, which is a famous computer game. Ooh, right, I'm off, I'm started. Now the mouse is very sensitive. My view is spinning all over the shop. I've picked my character as a kind of a wig wearing admiral, you know, sort of dandy toff sort of thing. Right, let's get going. Okay, oh, there's a character here with an exclamation point above his head. That probably means go speak to him. Let's have a look. Press F to talk to Shavin. Now, apparently, the NPCs, as you said, the NPCs are based on real people from the university. He says, we have a number of nice coffee shops in Lincoln. Can you find them all? Okay, I've got a quest. So yeah, the view takes a little bit getting used to, but the graphics are pretty good. They've kind of gone, I like the sort of style. It's kind of almost like the blocky, it's more advanced than Minecraft, but like it's that kind of blocky style. Oh, I've got another person here I can talk to. What's your name, sir? Pillager Tom. I wonder if this is a real person at the university. I will miss labouring with my fellows overnight in the labs when I leave the island. There you go, Pillager Tom, clearly a science graduate there. Aha, right, now that looks to me like the railway tracks. Of course, as many a late student will tell you, the railway tracks play a prominent part in University of Lincoln life. They can definitely get you stuck just as the barrier comes down and you miss your nine at the start of your 9 o'clock lecture because you can't be bothered to go over the bridge. Oh, the train has just gone right past me, actually. You see, that's impressive because that's a moving part. It's not like a static world where characters are just stood around. There are some things moving, there are people moving around, and obviously a train going through as well. It's a steam engine, obviously, though, not like the, I suppose, pacers and things that we're used to in Lincoln. I've figured out where I am now. I'm near the Joseph Banks building. So on my left, as I'm walking across, this is the Brayford area. It's got loads of big pirate ships on, slightly more impressive than perhaps the little canal boats that are normally docked up in the Brayford, but yeah, very good nonetheless. So yeah, I'm starting to get a sense of the world now. You know, it takes a little while to adjust, even as someone who is who lives in Lincoln, right next to the campus. It takes a little while to figure out where things are in the world, but it's certainly a great way to introduce new students to the sort of basic layout of the campus, and it's far more interesting than just those boring pictures you see in the catalogues and the websites and things you used to get. It's certainly innovative, and it'll definitely catch some eyes when people are wondering where to go for university.
Interesting. That's an idea, isn't it? Thank you, Alex Rhodes, for taking us through that video game hoped to entice students to the University of Lincoln. We're going to be speaking to Dr. Chris Headland, who has turned Lincoln's Brayford Wharf into a video game in just a moment. Stay tuned for that.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Make a difference.
do get in touch with our Make a Difference team. Let us know what's happening in your area. A nice message to the Make a Difference desk to all members of Lincolnshire and Humber WI. It comes from Jackie on behalf of the trustees, who want to send their regards to you. They say they are sure you will be really missing the WI meetings and say they hope you keep up your morale and stay safe. Also, here's something the Lincolnshire Co-op are doing. If you have a dividend card with them, you can choose to donate any points you earn to NHS charities. It's one of a number of money-raising schemes the supermarket is doing. Members of the Co-op staff have already donated to the cause. And as I say, do stay in touch with us with anything that's going on where you are. The email is makeadifference.lincolnshire@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Travel. The A17 at Hull Beach remains closed in both directions between Mill Lane and the A151 at Wellbourne Lane South. It's after a lorry overturned, so they've closed the road at the Peppermint Roundabout for recovery work. And because of roadworks through Horncastle, the A158 is still closed both ways at the Accommodation Road junction. There's no particular issues to report in or around Lincoln, though. Traffic levels are quite light, so the main routes are doing okay. A reminder about public transport, you will find a revised service on the trains and buses, so do check if you are due to travel. There are some alterations still in place. And if you can update us, call 01522 875166. I'm Sarah Tilley, BBC Radio Lincolnshire Travel.
Get yourself on the BBC.
If you've got more time on your hands than usual, use it creatively.
This is a story about a girl. A girl like me, maybe, or maybe not.
Mr. Zero's mind was opened and the universe came pouring in.
Lines on the floor at the supermarket door, plastic screens and better hygiene.
In 20 years, when our toddlers have toddled off, a lot of mums and dads will get teary-eyed over the lockdown year. We're making memories.
Recorded at home and then uploaded. You could do that.
Go to bbc.co.uk/upload and upload your content now.
It's 10 to 5. Now, we did hear, didn't we, just a moment ago from the University of Lincoln, we heard about the virtual way it's enticing students in despite there being a lockdown. Well, Dr. Chris Headland has turned Lincoln's Brayford Warfer into that video game. It's called Lincoln Island. Alex taking us around there a moment ago. There's a lot to it, and we'll find out a bit more from Chris now. Hello.
Hi.
What gave you the idea then to create a video game? I mean, it's a brilliant way of showing people what we have to offer, but why did you want to do it in this way?
So, it actually all started when I was kind of bored when I was on my paternity leave. I was building stuff on my computer. I was working on a project, and that all started by recreating one of the buildings on campus. But while I was on my paternity, I noticed the lockdown started, and I noticed a lot of my students kind of were talking about missing being on campus and missing kind of walking around and seeing their friends and so on. So I thought, well, I kind of wonder whether we can expand this. Over summer, we get quite a lot of students coming online just to come visit the campus. And obviously, they're not going to be able to at the moment with social distancing and travel restrictions the way they are. And I assume people will still want to have a go. So we kind of expanded it and built it. And it's kind of started from there, really.
And how long has it taken, Chris?
It's taken me and the team a little bit of a while. We've been working on this for about 2 months now. There's been three of us working on the projects fairly consistently. So it's probably had about 1,000 hours worth of development into it.
Well, you obviously know what you're doing, because that doesn't seem very long to me to create a video game with this detail in. Where did the idea come from for Lincoln Island and the sort of time that it's set in?
Right, okay, so that was a bit of a trick, really. So one of the things that we wanted to do this fairly quickly, so we wanted to make use of stuff that was out there already, and there's a lot of really quite high quality 3D models and stuff available for that kind of pirate setting. But the other advantage with setting things on an island, we needed to kind of find a way of delineating the campus, so we basically didn't have to build the whole of Lincolnshire. And islands have really nicely, clearly defined boundaries. And the other kind of advantage as well, we don't want to do is say that this is the University of Lincoln, because a university is a lot more than its buildings. This is really kind of an interactive map. So we wanted some kind of like conceptual break from reality. So setting on this kind of fantasy setting, kind of, it just worked for those objectives.
Well, it looks very good. Our reporter Alex, very impressed with it. What's the reaction been?
Really good so far, actually. Yeah, it's been really positive. We, throughout the development, we've been reaching out to students and colleagues. So all the kind of characters in the game are based on real people around the campus. So you can go and talk to, like our deputy vice chancellor, for example. You can go find her and you can find me in the game, find a load of our students. So we've had over 100 people kind of individually support the project just from our own kind of learning community. Initially, it's been released for about 3 days now. So we've had quite a lot of downloads, a lot of really supportive content. We've got a lot of ideas for the next version, so we hope to push some updates soon. But yeah, the response seems to be really positive.
Well, I'm glad it is. What is your role, Chris, at the university?
So I'm the Director of Teaching and Learning for the School of Computer Science. So my kind of job is to, I suppose, give a little bit of oversight to our education, our undergraduate degrees, and really how kind of this, anything that kind of impacts students when they come on site.
And you're showcasing the university through this video game. I mean, with regards to new starters and people wondering what university to choose, will coronavirus and the restrictions and lockdown have an impact?
I'm sure it will, right? I mean, it's going to have an impact on every single kind of aspect of our life at the moment. One of the things that for me is, you know, it's a little bit worrying. For a lot of people, this has been the first time that they're moving away from home. It's the first time kind of setting out on their own. And being able to go visit a place and kind of familiarise yourself with the area is a massive part of kind of reducing your anxiety and, you know, making somewhere feel more like you're ready to be there as a home. And I suppose not being able to do that over summer is going to have some sort of impact. But beyond that, you know, as a sector, I think we're still trying to unpick what things are going to look like next year.
Well, absolutely. And we don't know, do we? And probably won't know for some time. Chris, thank you very much for talking about your creation. Hopefully anyone who's considering the University of Lincoln will look at that and think we're a friendly bunch and an extremely talented bunch as well. And head tick the Lincoln box. So that would be very good. Good luck with the new baby, I'm assuming, with paternity leave you mentioned. There's a small child in there somewhere.
Yeah, he's growing up in a very unusual time, but no, he seems to be very happy and he's making lockdown a lot more bearable, I'll put it that way.
Oh, good. Well, take care of yourselves and thank you so much for chatting. Dr. Chris Headland there, who's created Lincoln Island, a video game to entice students to the university. Shall we play?